Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life center style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. We are live at 9. So excited you are here with us. And if you're going back and going on demand to check us out, we thank you for that as well. We have a lot of listeners who like to do that as they're driving around cruising the y-ways of the world. We just want to thank you for that. So we have a special guest chef tonight. Mr. Charles is in the house, and we'll have him introduce himself here in just a second. But we got some of our regular cafe people here kind of scooting up to the table, ready to have a conversation with our guest chef. So, Mr. James, how are you tonight?
Great. I just want to ask everyone not to hog the shrimp. I'd like a little more shrimp, please.
Okay. We're not hogging the shrimp. And Mr. Jamie, do you have anything you want to be making sure that there's a when you can go back for seconds?
Gosh, I hadn't thought about it, but shrimp, yeah, I'll have. But that sounds good.
Okay, we may have to get a double order of the shrimp. And I've got a picture of sangrias on the way, so you can tell where Robin's into tonight. So that's all really good. So tonight we have a wonderful guy, Mr. Charles. I was very blessed to go to a class of his a couple weeks ago at the Owl Lantern that's here in Southern California. Maybe he can talk about that a little bit as well. And Mr. Charles, will you introduce yourself and kind of tell people who you are? He is a comedian. So there we go.
Hi, well, thank you for having me. I'm just a little irked that I didn't realize I was going to have to bust the tables, too, while I'm here, but that's all cool. I like tips, by the way. Yeah.
There you go.
My name is Charles Phileas. I am a cartoonist who sort of stumbled into mediumship somewhere along the way about 11 years ago. And so I talk to the dead and draw silly pictures, so golly, my parents are proud.
That works out really well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really, really does. It beats working for a living. anyway, I've been doing this for professionally for about 11 years, but I am a medium, a psychic intuitive, a direct channel, as well as an author and, like I said, a cartoonist. So I see things from a rather tilted perspective, so to speak, and my guides are very, very humorous, and they totally utilize that with my presentations, my writing, my teachings, as you've seen, and my readings, because oftentimes some of the information that comes through can get rather heavy, and the laughter helps lighten it up. It does not mock it in any way, but it makes it easier to handle and really does help the healing really get started in many, many cases.
Well, I love that. He's got a trifold here that I was able to grab when I went to his class, which was on automatic writing. Well, sooner or later, sometime, hopefully, within our conversation, we'll get to that. Because Charles has just so many wonderful gifts and talents that he just has for offering for people. But the mediumship is at comedium.net, and I love you have healing through the joy of laughter. And I just think that's so important. And also with your that the link that we share with those we love is unbreakable. And that's two very powerful things just on the get-go of having those things, being able to talk about that. So how did you come up with the idea of calling yourself a comedian?
Actually, a friend of mine thought of that. That I came up with, my other website, that I had come up with, is extralargemedium.net. And my friend of mine had just mentioned, the comedian just came out of her mouth one day. So ever since then, I've been totally ragging on her, telling her that actually I thought it up, but I channeled it through her. And,
well, there you go.
I have some scars and bruises from that, but still, she's still pretty flexible on it. And it just happens.
Well, and I just thought that was such a great idea because, that's one of the things that drew me to going to the automatic writing class, because I was just like, this guy's a comedian. Oh, my gosh, this is exciting. I mean, because just on a personal level, I know when I check in with my spiritual you know, guides, they are hilarious. They're so funny, and I just like the way that you're just saying it. It's good that you're, you know, you do illustrations and also do, you know, comic and cartooning and all that, because most of the time, they're, for, at least for me as well, they always are using things that are very tilted and just kind of off that you can't help but chuckle to yourself when you're getting some of these messages that come through. You're just like, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I figured out what it is. Basically, life is the ultimate joke and the dead get it.
Yeah, there you go. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that would be wonderful to have on your trifold as well.
Yeah. And well, on the new one it will be.
Yeah, there we go. And we've got it recorded, so life is really good. So that's really good. So any of you other diners here have any questions for Mr. Charles? No? Okay, I'm going to arm wrestle for that.
That's because they are so engulfed in the
you
shrimp
like,
right now.
Okay.
I was listening to what they were going to say.
Okay, that's good. So Charles has two different books. His first book is called On the Wing and a Prayer. You want to tell him a couple minutes about what that's all about?
Yeah, basically it's sort of the precursor of a larger volume that's in the works. It's a collection. I prefer to use the term essays rather than chapters because chapters just sound so formal. It's a collection of essays that, as I have subtitled it, as you'll see, Early Jottings of a Befuddled Medium, because if I look at it this way, if anybody can learn to do this, I can't. I have, so anybody else can. That's how I want to say it. I am incredibly stubborn. I have got a cement skull. And if they can get through to me, then anybody can really do this. I am one of the biggest skeptics you will ever encounter. If anybody comes up to me and says, hey, I do this work, my first thought is, yeah. And I have to keep an absolutely open mind. So when my people give me information, give me signs, show me things, lead me to things, they have to keep beating me over the head with it because I have to make sure this is legit. Because look what I do for a living. I use my imagination. Hello? So I have to make sure that this stuff is real. And it's just a collection of samples of my first beginning, you know, dragging into it, literally kicking and screaming, because I started into this of not really even having a belief system of any kind. And it took me a while to finally realize that white wine goes best with crow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's just my beginnings and just making it very, very real, very, very down to earth. I don't go into any of this, as some people call it, woo-woo. this is not anything mystical. This is something that's very, very natural. It's within us. It's part of who we are. And it's just allowing it to come to the surface and simply being. And that's what I like to present it as. It's nothing complicated. It's very, very simplistic, really.
Mm-hmm. And then the second book is called Dailies, Day-to-Day Reminders from My Spirit Guides. And I actually got that copy when I've been just really enjoying that, and I love how it's that 365 different messages and things like that. So I thought
actually,
it would be fun to go ahead and read today's. Would you like to read today's, or would you like me to do it?
It's entirely up to you.
Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll read today's, and if you could read your favorite one, your favorite one is really awesome. He actually shared that with us again with the automatic writing class. So August 14th, and this is by Thomas. And you want to tell him who Thomas is?
Thomas, I have 10 guides that I work with by name. There's many people who believe you only have one spirit guide, and personally, from my own experience, I have to disagree with that. And Thomas, he's the only one of my guides that ever came to me in a dream, introduced himself to me in a dream, and he wears sunglasses and shorts and Hawaiian shirts, and since you saw me at the class, you should understand that fashion statement.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a complete and total smartass. He is me. He truly, truly is.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anybody that I've met with.
Yeah, nobody
you,
at all.
So
needless to say, he and I get along very, very well. When he came to me in a dream, he's informing me that he's there to basically help me, keep me on my path, you know, yada, yada, yada. And in the dream, I asked him, well, what is your name? And all of us here in Southern California know the Thomas Guide. And he handed me a Thomas Guide. And I literally woke up laughing. And his statements will usually have a little twinge of sarcasm, a little twinge of humor in them.
Well, this one definitely does. Okay.
That's my boy.
So August 14th, and this is in the daily, day-to-day reminders from my spirit guides by Charles. It says, time changes all things, surroundings, perceptions, even memories. It is even said that time heals all wounds. But in truth, it is not your heart that forgives. The passing of time can add maturity, clarity, understanding, but it cannot feel. Adjust your spiritual clock so forgiveness is at the top of the hour and not only acknowledged after hitting the snooze button one too many times. Wake up now, not later, so you won't miss a thing.
Yep, that's
there
him.
You go. Yeah. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, because
but
each one is, if
common.
You've read through, you'll notice that each one of these messages that comes from the different guides, their personalities, their personas, their voices are all very distinctly different.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
as I'm looking at these, I keep looking, I think, I did not write this. This is not me. And that
mm-hmm.
is just more evidence to me that something else is working through me in whatever way it decides to.
Now, one of the significant ones is Robert. You want to tell him who Robert is?
Robert, yes, Robert. Top dog, big cheese, head honcho. He is what they call my master guide. He's technically the foreman of the construction crew. He's the one that I pity the most because he's been with me the longest, and I think he drinks the most. He's actually told me that I've driven him to drink and even once told me that I was a being of love and light until I met you. So that should tell you the relationship that we have.
Oh, there you go.
But Robert is the one who I initially started communicating with through automatic writing, and he is always the mainstay. Whenever I do any of my channeling demonstrations, he's the one. He's the only common denominator. He always opens the session, and he always closes it. What happens in between is entirely up to everybody else that happens to be there. But Robert is. I hate to call him the leader, but that's probably the easiest way to describe him. He's sort of like the top of the food chain for the most part with my guides.
Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and read. And now, there's your favorite by Robert as well?
My favorite. No, actually, it's by two of them, Dondi and one other one, and I can't tell you off the top of my head until I leaf through the book, Joseph. Joseph and Dondi.
Okay.
Now, Dondi is a little boy. He's about, I'd say, 5-6 years of age. So whenever anything about, you know, your inner child, childhood fun, frivolity, things like that, that's when Dondi chimes in. But this one, it's the longest one. It's November 28th. It's the longest one in the book, and the funny thing about this is they gave this to me as I was riding on a bus. You ever try to write while a bus is moving?
Mm-hmm.
No. They couldn't
mm-hmm.
give me, like, two sentences. No, they had to give me, you know, a bloody 18-paragraph novel.
Mm-hmm.
But here we go. November 28th. A small boy whirls in circles. His arms outstretched, ready to embrace all that surrounds him, giggling with wild abandon. The faster he turns, the louder he laughs. His view of the world he knows is blurred and distorted. Nothing looks the way he remembers it. And you know what? He doesn't care. His genuine joy continues to grow and fill the air. He is living in the absolute present, his senses heightened and fully aware of all that he feels. When he finally collapses in an exhausted yet satisfied heap, all the while laughing between gasps and pants, you predictably ask, "Why did you do that?" The boy replies, minus the sad confusion of your inquiry, "Because it's fun." What better reason could be given? Take the time today to rediscover what makes your world spin.
There you go. I could say what's your favorite. It's very awesome.
Yeah. It just hits home.
Very, very awesome. So, again, we got about another 15 minutes or so. So, could you, you know, I was really, really impressed by the amount of history that you know about automatic writing. If we could talk about that a couple minutes and then just talk, I'd really like everybody to go away with, well, okay, what's automatic writing and, you know, how easy and is there just some basics that I could get myself started and just, you know, get myself experiencing that on a simple level?
Okay. Well, simply put, automatic writing is a process of writing material that does not come from the conscious thought of the writer. The writer's hand forms the message. The person is completely unaware of what is being written. It's sometimes done in a trance state. Other times the writer is aware of what's going on, but they have no clue of the action of their own writing hand. It's, in essence, you could be sitting having a conversation with someone while your hand is writing a mile a minute, and when the conversation is done, you look down and see what you've written, and it will have nothing to do with what you were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea, for me, this is a very, very personal way to actually have a one-on-one conversation with your spirit guides, your higher self. It's the equivalent of them sitting down and just popping a beer and saying, yo, what's up, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
My people tend to talk a little more clearly than that, but, you know, that's just me. It's done with a lot of meditation, a lot of preparation, a lot of protection. Anything that I teach, I emphasize protection in anything that I do. People who don't believe that they need it, then I don't want them anywhere near me or in my class. But in given time, and different people take off on different levels. When I first started on a wild fluke, the second time I tried it, my hand just took off like wildfire over the paper. Other people will have, you know, small little movements of the pen, sometimes just what will look like a scribble. But the key is to stick with it, and with proper preparation, it can evolve. It's something you have to work with every day. It's like going to the gym. You got to tone up the muscles, keep going, and just see where it takes you. But it can be a very rewarding, very exciting way to communicate with your own spirit guides. You know, it can be used to then even give readings to other people. If you've ever seen George Anderson, it used to be when he started out, he has a pad and a pen, and as he's giving messages, his hand is just going a mile a minute over the pen. It used to be that he was actually doing automatic writing. And then it just got to the point where he doesn't write anymore. It's just the pen just sort of waves. It's something to help him focus. But automatic writing can often be used in giving, you know, a variety of messages as well.
Hmm. Okay.
So are you, I mean, if somebody who ordinarily wouldn't know that they had this capability, then they were put in like a trance or they came into a state and they were just scribbling. I mean, who knows what, right? Are there automatic artists or automatic art or automatic drawing?
Yes. And actually, I do that too. I actually do what I call spirit drawings. I draw people's spirit guides.
So right. I mean, you have more, your hand would be more flexible for that type of thing, I imagine, right?
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. They can work through you in a variety of ways.
See, that Jamie's a tattoo artist. Can we imagine you do an automatic tattoo?
That would be interesting.
The possibility that makes you cringe.
But you couldn't tell the person what it was, because you wouldn't know what it was.
You know, he's like, I don't really know what you're going to get here, but
or
we're doing an automatic tattoo. You know,
yeah.
The message from your guy.
I wanted the other thing.
That would be awesome. That would be
really,
like,
your guide wants a tattoo of a snake on your face, I swear.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay. There are some limits of things I'm willing to do, okay.
There's kind of a good, and then what's the other joke? It's a small medium at large. It's like a little medium,
yeah.
But he's that long. Okay, we heard that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one of James, Charles, other sizes, extra large medium.
Right.
.net.
Right.
Yeah. So if you're looking for, we'll make sure to go through all the different websites and stuff that he has.
Yeah, I'm everywhere, just like Elvis.
You got a few. So there's lots of ways to find Charles on the internet, which is a very smart thing for him to do. So there you go. So can you give us just a simple example of the protection? So, but people would definitely want to make sure to set the right tone, and it's because there's a certain level of just setting the tone and having a level of, you know, connecting with your guide.
I always emphasize going through, you know, any kind of meditation that you personally use. As I told you in the class, you know, I give everybody a guided meditation, but you can certainly use whatever, you know, you're comfortable with. If you have your own prayers of protection, if it's anything as simple, you know, from the Lord's Prayer to something you have created yourself or you found on a napkin somewhere, it doesn't matter as long as it's what works for you. Then it's just but getting into the very, very calm meditative state and surrounding yourself in, you know, the divine white light of absolute and total protection. You get a piece of paper and placing your hand in the middle of the paper, because let's face it, gang, you can actually get a guide that, you know, writes, you know, backwards or upside down or what have you. Sometimes they'll draw. I've had that happen before. People would actually draw instead of write. But start with putting the question at the top of the paper. Something simple at first, like who are you, what message do you have, anything like that, nothing horribly complicated. It's the equivalent of if you don't put a question out there, then nothing's going to happen. If your phone rings and you pick it up and you don't say anything, the other person's eventually going to hang up. You got to start off the conversation. So you put down your question, and I suggest leaving the timer on for no more than 5 minutes and just see what happens. Let your arm just go limp, and if you feel it needing to move, then allow it to. You do not move it. You go with the flow. If you need to make circles or lines, what have you, do it. I had a student once, it was fascinating to watch, his eyes were completely shut and his head was leaning back. And his hand started in the middle of the paper and it went right up just like a hair from the edge of the top, and then down to the same with the bottom, and then to the left and to the right. Never once left the paper, like dividing the paper perfectly into quarters.
Oh, wow.
And he wasn't even looking. It was just really fascinating to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's extraordinary. I had one where he did this tiny little scribble, but it looked too solid, too thought out to just be random. So something just told me to get out a magnifying glass, and we did, and it was a very nice, simple little sketch of a raccoon on a tree limb. And you really could not see it with the naked eye. You had to look at it through a magnifying glass. He has no artistic skills at all, and at that time, the medicine of the raccoon was very, very prominent in his life. So it's one of his animal totems. Had no idea.
There you go.
Yeah. And then just see what happens. And a lot of times you'll just get scribbles. Sometimes at the very beginning, just little dots. But other times they will just take off, and everyone's different. The biggest thing with anything in this kind of work is never compare yourself to anyone else, because everyone is going to be working differently. You're all going to be going at it at different speeds, different rates, and just be very comfortable in how it's working through you.
Mm-hmm.
If you get yourself too overwhelmed, like, why aren't I good as that guy? Then you'll just freak yourself out.
Right. Now, have you ever worked with your guides and had, like, a specific topic or something that you wanted to write about and have them help you explore that through the writing?
Yes. Yeah, the first book was like that, and actually the first two essays in the second book are like that. I had what I thought were the ideas, and they scrapped some of them. But, you know, they are the ultimate editors.
No, we're not going to bother with that.
Come on, we can do this. But it's funny because I'll write something out, and I'm thinking, okay, this is kind of good, and then I end up going back redoing, and I hate to say it, but it's better when they finish. It really kind of irks me. But, you know, because automatic writing is when they are completely doing it. So the 366 messages in dailies, those are not me. I mean, they're clearly not me. In the first two essays, it is more me, because that's more of what is referred to as inspired writing. It's where, you know, the author's flair and style still comes through, but you're definitely being inspired by another source. But if you're sitting there and you're writing and writing and writing and you can't get past two sentences in 3 hours, you're not doing anything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not automatic.
Yeah.
It's not inspired. It's just, oh, I really should be baking a cake right now.
Yeah, and you really probably should.
Yeah.
But what a way better use of your time there. So what
exactly
are you working on now, Charles? What are you working on now?
Right now I've got two ideas for books. Well, the Selections from a Wing and a Prayer, I'm always working on the final version of that one. And I've got another one that I'm toying with right now. I don't want to go into a whole lot of detail, but it's more into my own connection with spirit through mediumship and some of the experiences that I've had in connecting with loved ones who've crossed over, which can often be extremely entertaining.
Nice, nice. Now, I noticed with your trifold that you have available, that you've got some stuff about different kinds of programs with your channeled messages where you can go from, say, 1 month to a whole year. You want to talk about that a little bit so people know that you've got messages available?
Yeah, I'm offering channeled messages with, because, you know, in dailies you have little short snippets, you know, except for that one monstrosity on November 28th. But in the channeled sessions, subscription for that, you get longer discussions from the gang. Sometimes it's one guide, sometimes it's, you know, two or three. And depending on what subscription that you get, you also have an opportunity to receive channeled messages from your own spirit guides, because I can tap into other people's spirit guides. I've been very, very fortunate with that gift.
Okay, cool. Yeah, one thing that you had on there with a testimonial I thought was just really wonderful. It said, I love how you are able to tune into my guides the way you have delivered their messages. That keeps me on the right path while laughing the whole way. The messages from my loved ones are spot on, and I think they get a real kick out of you too. They don't want us to be sad, and to be able to laugh during our sessions keeps the energy up and keeps everyone on both sides laughing. So there you go.
That does sum it up, because it's amazing. I mean, I've had some very, very intensely emotional sessions, And, you know, the person who crossed, you know, went in a very horrible way, and it's left a huge impact on the people left behind, and it's amazing how they are still able to get the individuals to start laughing and focusing more on the positive energies of it. And again, it doesn't, you know, make them forget what happened, or it isn't mocking the whole process. It's able you to finally start healing and start thinking of the good and the positive things, because that's what they want. They want us to be happy. Sitting around brooding isn't good. I did a reading for a woman a couple of years ago, God love her. Her husband passed 20-some years ago, and it's still as fresh today as it was when it happened. And it is just heartbreaking to see, because she's just an absolutely wonderful individual. And but some people just unfortunately hold on to that. And I try to do what I can, well, as they use me, to in some way heal that and at least start it.
Okay. So how are ways that people can get a hold of you, Charles, with your different websites, and if you have any contact information?
Oh, God, umpteen websites. We have, well, let's see. For the mediumship, we have extralargemedium.net.
Okay.
And then comedium.net. My cartooning can be found at charlesphileas.com, and queuing in with my writings, betweenpaperandpen.com.
Okay. And how do you spell Phileas?
F-I-L-I-U-S.
Okay, there
about
you go.
Catholics and studies of the Latin language are the only ones that know how to spell it or pronounce it.
Well, I mean, I don't know the percentage of population on that, so there you go. I also wanted to read one more that Robert had in the dailies, and it was, remember the power lies within you, and you are the power.
That's my man.
Awesome one. That's the man.
Robert has
that's
a knack
the
of just being able to just wrap it up, boom. Direct straight
well, there
to the
we
point
go.
And hit you right between the eyes. He just blows me away every single time.
Well, and thank you for reminding everybody that we do have that power. We have the power of connecting on an automatic riding level, having fun with it, and knowing that we're loved and guided and protected. It's very awesome.
Absolutely.
And we will definitely, if you're willing, come back to the cafe. We'll make sure to have some hors d'oeuvres ready for you and be able to.
That would be great. I don't want to bust any more tables. And if my parole officer clears it, sure, I'd be happy to.
Okay. Well, thank you, Charles. And we want to thank everybody else. And if you're interested in Charles, you can check us out at Transformation-Cafe. And we'll see you next time here on Myth Cafe.
Thanks
Good so night.
Much.
Thank you.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio, Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email